You're listening to In the Change Room Extra.
Hachiva Daimani. Daiman. How are you, bro?
I'm fine, thanks. And how are you doing?
I'm good. Well, while others are resting, thinking about World Cup victories, loosening up for the season to come, you're hustling.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm just, you know, making ends meet, eh? Yeah.
Hachiva is wearing a pair of white sneaks with a Nigerian flag on his left foot, a South African flag on the outside of his right foot. He's kitted a couple of guys out here. I saw Chris Dry wearing a nice pair of similar sneaks, but not as branded. I think he kept that. You kept that one for yourself.
No, definitely. Obviously, it's like the limited edition because I'm half Nigerian, half South African.
Come on.
So I made a
pair. Thanks for the Springboks, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Baba.
Yeah, no. So even like guys like Opa Mahoje, wearing a pair. There's a few guys that I'm sure of, like four guys that are actually wearing a pair. It's actually something that's very exciting, you know, see guys like that actually wear their pair without being forced.
So now we're looking ahead to rugby in the next couple of months, in the next season. I'm not sure whether I read properly. Are you with the Blitzbox for the whole season, or you're still going to moonlight with the Lions?
Yeah, no, so I'm basically with the Blitzbox for loan. I'm there until Jan, and I come back for the Lions, and I just come and I go back to the Sevens again because I'm just trying to make the Olympic team.
Yeah.
Push for Olympic team, and if that happens, you know, well done to me. If it doesn't happen, I can always go back to the Lions and push for Super Rugby.
And in terms of the Lions, you guys, it's been a rebuilding phase for a season and a bit now. How do you see the Lions' prospects going into this new Super Rugby season?
Yo, the nice thing about the Lions, you know, we're rebuilding and we have a lot of hungry guys that never played Super Rugby that actually want to make a mark, especially with the World Cup, with winning the World Cup. Many guys want to see themselves in the green and gold, especially the young guys, you know, they want it now, you know, and that's actually, it goes in our favor because we just want hungry guys in our team. And, you know, that obviously talent we have, experience not so much there, but I think our talent should take us all the way.
And in terms of the Lions were back-to-back finalists. What are the plans going ahead, going into this season? I know you obviously, we spoke about, we're rebuilding. But are there any set plans and objectives that the team is looking at?
Yeah, no, definitely. So we've been three finals in a row. And obviously the fourth year, we didn't make it into a final. And for us, that's basically, it was actually sad for us, but we actually realized that it's actually a rebuilding phase for us because we've got a lot of guys that left. And we have a lot of youngsters in the team, especially in this year's Super Rugby. And for us, it's actually exciting. You know, many people see it as a loss. We see it as a win because it's actually a new phase of players coming in. The new Kwaka Smith, the new Warren Whiteley's, everyone coming in, you know.
Did you just say the new Warren Whiteley? Are you talking about yourself or is Warren leaving?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that there's like the new Warren Whiteley's, meaning like there's always
a new breed
of someone else that's coming too, you know. And it's very exciting, you know, especially in the SA Rugby at the moment.
One last thing. Which award are you up for?
Today I'm not actually up for award. I was actually up for award last year, Fans Choice Award. So I felt like, let me give guys a chance this year. today I'm actually performing.
You're performing?
Yeah, I'm actually dancing. So you must just check my dance out.
Okay.
I can do a lot of things.